With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A beat man for all seasons, Jeff Hathorn, joining us now. Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Morning, Jeff.
Beware of Jim.
Tell me. Let's hear this.
Well, I mean, you guys did put the hex on the game yesterday.
Yeah.
So I would advise you not to eat anything that was quote unquote made in Linda's kitchen. Here in the next
yes. There we go. Yeah, we did say I said I'm going to put the jinx on him. It's going to be a short game to try to jinx him.
It ended up twice as long as you predicted.
I know. It was great. It was absolutely great. I wanted it because he was going to the game, so I wanted him to be there for like 6 hours. All right. You look at the Steelers schedule that it comes out. Your eyes immediately fall to what, Jeff Hathorn?
December.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
The month that the Steelers have struggled over the last couple of years, to have that be your first meeting with the Ravens, and essentially, I mean, I guess January has to count now because it's 17 games. I mean, you've got Baltimore in the last month plus of the season. You've got Cleveland there. You've got at Kansas City. You've got a Minnesota game on the road on a Thursday night after a Ravens game. I mean, there are some tough matchups in December. You know, it's not easy to open up with either. I mean, obviously you go to Buffalo that we kind of knew about a little bit before the reveal. And then you've got at Green Bay, which, of course, Green Bay can kind of go two ways. If Aaron Rodgers isn't there, it's not quite the matchup that it would be if he is there.
Or they could just play Aaron Rodgers 2 weeks in a row after he gets traded from the Packers to the Broncos on October 4th.
Yeah, and I am very proud of myself. I stayed away from any Jeopardy pun right there.
Good job. I've looked at what jumps out to me, Jeff, is that you'll have an offense that hopefully has found some chemistry and some rhythm during training camp in the preseason and maybe even into week one, because they've got an opportunity with 6 of 8 at home from week two down through, what is it, week 10 or whatever it is against Detroit in mid-November. And some of those teams are teams they should beat. Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Cincinnati's in the mix there too, as well as the home opener against Vegas. So they have a chance to stack some wins if they can get things going early.
Yeah, and I like them starting at Buffalo. Get challenged right out of the gate. Let's see what this team has. Go up to that place, that environment is going to be nuts. I know all fans are anxious to get back, but for a Bills group that hasn't won a Super Bowl and believes they can win a Super Bowl and their fans couldn't be there for the most part to watch last year, that is going to be a crazy environment and a great test right away. I love the early test, see how this team handles it. And then you're right, there are some games they could win. I don't know how quickly they're going to respond. I mean, there's so many questions with this team, with a few new pieces, with a new offensive coordinator, and then how is the secondary against Josh Allen in that first week going to match up without Hilton, without Nelson, and without Bud Dupree coming off the edge.
Jeff Hathorn, a beat man for all seasons. You can check him out. All his stuff, 937thefan.com. We'll get to what he's working on here in just a moment. Bye week, week 7, kind of after 6 games. Thoughts on that? Too early, too late, just in time? Where is it?
It's a pretty good place, I think. You'd love to have it as late as possible, but it's not in week 3. So.
Right.
I think it's a pretty good place, because if you're struggling, it's an opportunity to catch yourself with enough season left to respond.
Jeff Hathorn with us here on the Fan Morning Show, presented to you by Matt Martz Plumbing. Let's shift gears for just a moment, if we can, Jeff, and talk about two guys sitting out that scrimmage at the end of practice yesterday for the Penguins. Casey DeSmith, it was his first day back, not totally surprising, but Evgeny Malkin not taking part in that scrimmage at all. Do we take heart in the fact that Mike Sullivan said, hey, this is just preventative, we want him to be full go once the playoffs do start?
It very well may be preventative, but everybody else was out there. Matheson was out there. Tanev was out there. Rodriguez was out there. All the injured guys were out there, and I know Malkin has been back already. But the fact that he wasn't out there, yeah, that says something. That says that there may be an issue, that he may not be ready for game one. The next couple of practices, they have today off, but the next couple will determine. They want to get them in game simulations. And even though Evgeny Malkin's a veteran, they want to put him through that as well, but didn't feel like he could handle it. So the next few days are going to be key for him. I don't think it's a slam dunk that he'll play game one.
All right. Okay. Does he need to practice to play game one?
No. That's ideal, but obviously he's been around for so long. And I get the mentality. Like, if there's any question, there's no reason to put him through a practice. But what that tells you is that he's not back to where he needs to be. And maybe a couple of days rest, he finds it. But Malkin's probably not going to go in the postseason or play in the postseason 100%.
7:38, time brought to you by WeatherSeal. Get a new roof for just $1 down with 7 years, zero interest. WeatherSealHomeServices.com. Jeff Hathorn with us on the Fan Morning Show. We kicked this around earlier, and I think everybody, when you've got a lot of time between a series, or before a series in this case, Jeff, you tend to try to find one player to focus on. Colin asserted it's Tristan Jarry earlier. I keep talking about Evgeny Malkin. I've seen people write about Sidney Crosby and the positive and how he can take over. This first series against New York all hinges on one person. Who is it?
You could pick a ton. I'm going to go with Brian Rust. He is the leading scorer against the Islanders this year, and he is the hidden factor that makes that top line work. If Brian Rust is going and he's disrupting and he's causing turnovers – and not only gives opportunities for himself, but the other two on that top line, it's going to be a good first series for the Penguins. Yeah, you can look at Chris Letang and obviously Tristan Jarry, and there are guys that are important. I'm going to go a little off the board. I think what Brian Rust can bring, especially with his speed against this Islanders team, you're going to have to utilize that speed and smarts. He's got a lot of all of that. So I'm going to go with Rust as a hidden factor in this series.
Great stuff. Jeff Hathor, the beat man for all seasons. All right, 93.7thefan.com, a portal into all your needs, Pittsburgh sports and otherwise. Tell us what's going on there, what you've been working on, and what we can see in the coming days.
Ironically, there's a story about Brian Rust that will be going
there
up.
There we go. Pumping his own
look
tires.
Look at the timing.
Yeah. I like it. Uh-huh.
And also, what Heather Luck had to say about Jeff Capel is up on the website right now, and about his future and what she thinks of the basketball program. Obviously, I'll be at the Pirates game as well tonight. And another story that's going up this morning, if you're looking for options at first base, is there one in AAA? We'll discuss the merits of bringing up Will Craig at 93.7thefan.com.
There he is, Jeff
Never
Hathorn.
Sleeps.
Nope, never. He's actually, when he's sleeping, he's up. It's just a ruse, you know. He's just kind of resting his eyes.
How could you sleep in this sports town? It's an awesome place to be.
There's so much going on. Jeff, we thank you. We'll talk again next week. We appreciate it. And if you hear of any, if you hear the NHL schedules a hockey game, please let us know if you'd like to, okay?
I will. It'd be nice. Maybe by the time the MLB releases for next year.
That'd be good. All right, Jeff Hathorn, great stuff from him, working so hard. We appreciate it, as always, from him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.